The GAA Programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
Agus Fáilte, Gugin Clark, come and Luke Clasky and a shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, as always with you on a Wednesday night, and I'm here until 9 o'clock. I hope you can stay with us well. Coming up on tonight's programme, we'll join shortly by new Donegal senior hurling manager Mickey McCann. Mickey joins me to discuss his appointment and where he would like to take Donegal over the next 2 to 3 years. And also on tonight's programme, we'll hear from Donegal Ethic Culture Agus Changa Fergus McGee as the GAA cultural season opens, and we've already had two semi-finals of Scorn and Nog last weekend, and another one coming up this weekend. We'll be joined by Fergus shortly, but first of all, commiserations to Kilcar and to Milford, who bowed out of the Ulster Senior and Intermediate Football Championship last weekend. And well, I suppose congratulations to Loch Neil, the Derry champions, victors over Kilcar, 217-0-17, the winning margin in the end there. Patrick McBearty kicked 10 points for Kilcar, while Shane McGuigan and scored one of the goals for Loch Neil, and Christopher Bradley also scored the other, but he also scored 5 points, ended with 1-5 to his name. But the surreal star of the show on Saturday night, for me anyway, and indeed for a lot of observers who are still ranting and raving about the quality of the football on display, one of the best games seen in the Ulster Club Championship in quite some time. Christy McKay at centre half back for Loch Neil, but certainly Kilcar can hold their heads up high. I know they probably don't bask in glorified wins or glorified defeats, but certainly a good performance from Kilcar. But Loch Neil are a special team, and going for a third Ulster in a row, and I think they'll take some stopping this year. Milford, well, they left it late and gave the down champions Ross Trevor a 6-point lead before the start of the play, and they hauled them back to 3 at half time. And in actual fact, there was only 1 in it at the finish. So Ross Trevor going through 13 points to 12 in that tie. Milford certainly will rue that slow start in that particular game. And Sean Kavanagh is looking forward to an Ulster Intermediate Football Championship final for the first time following Moy's brilliant recovery in the second half. 3 points down at half time. They ended up beating Newbridge of Derry 2-15 to 1-9 in the Ulster Intermediate semi final. That was part of a doubleheader in the Athletic Grounds on Saturday. And Derry Trasnov, Derry, the Derry Junior Champions Ulster campaign is over. They lost out narrowly as well to the Cavan champions Ballinlech in the first of the Ulster Junior semi finals, 1-7 to 1-6. That's how it ended, in favour of the Cavan champions. And well, Donegal champions Niamh Colum Killer in action this weekend. Of course, their semi-final postponed last weekend, as a mark respect to James Dowd, the chairman or the president of the Niamh Colum Killer Club, and a great GAA stalwart, and indeed one of the founding fathers of Niamh Colum Killer. Remember, we had him on the programme a couple of years ago when the last one, the Donegal Junior Championship final, I think that was back in 2010. But another great stalwart of the GAA has moved on to that big stadium in the sky. But James Dowd certainly will be remembered as one of the gentlemen of Donegal football, well known right throughout the county. And a mark of respect to him was the large crowd that turned for his wake and his funeral service on Monday in Newton, in Manor Cunningham. But certainly our sympathies to the club, Niamh Colum Kill, and to the Dowd's family on the sad past of James Dowds. Well, as I mentioned earlier on, it's the football season may be drawing to a close, but the GAA's activities on the cultural front are only winding up. And last weekend we had the first of the semi-finals in the Scorn and Nog in Moville on Friday night, and Burtonport on Saturday night, and the third semi-final is on this Friday night in Glenfinn. Earlier this evening I spoke to the Donegal cultural officer, Fergus McGee. Well, Fergus, first of all, delighted that you could join us tonight. And I know you're a busy man at the moment, in the middle of score season, I suppose, and scoring an og up and running.
And just before I start at all, Tom, thank you very much for the opportunity. It does mean a lot to get your support. Your show is widely listened to, and it has certainly helped scoring an og this year is shaping up very, very well, Tom. And we have provided that Friday night now, that'll be the third, the semi-finals, provided all that are registered attend that, we're going to be up around, I would say, 31, 32 clubs taking part in the county.
So that's a big improvement on recent, not maybe so much last year, but say over the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh, it is. It certainly is. It's a huge increase, and there's definitely a renewed interest in it, you know. And we've had two semi-finals already, and the first of those was last Friday night. It was in Mobile, Tom, and it was very well. We had 9 clubs out there and a good crowd in attendance, and it was in a school, and the chairman of the club out there in Mobile, Anthony Dugan, he's also turns out the principal of the school, and himself and Conor Donnell, you know, sort of hosted that particular one for us, and it worked out very, very well, and we had a lot of good acts there. And then for the first time ever, we were in Burtonport on Saturday night at Score, and the centre over there, I mean, I take my hat off to everybody there, because the Dunloe club themselves, the chairman, the secretary, the treasurer, you know, they had they were all out there. Even Rooney Bord-McConday, who's from Dunloe as well, Aideen Gillen was in attendance, and you know, it was great to see those people. And coupled with that then was the support that they got from the people in the centre itself in Burtonport. And I was kind of a bit worried about it myself, to be honest with you, Tom, because it was the first time going there, and I was wondering what kind of night would it be. And Eugene McGarvey, he's the cultural officer in Dunloe, and the amount of work that man put into this single-handedly himself, you know, and it was tremendous. And what we had then was we had a great night and a very high standard as well. And, you know, the hall was pretty well packed up. And, you know, just the whole thing, it was one of those nights that just absolutely everything fell together. Good crowd, good quality entertainment, and everyone enjoying themselves. And that was the second of the semi-finals, like I say, and I was delighted. And I was particularly delighted for Eugene McGarvey, because he put in a great deal of work, like I say. And the third one now is on Friday night coming, and that one is going to be an absolute traffic jam altogether, because we have, from what I can see, I think we have about 15 clubs going to be in Glenfinn on Friday night, and where they're all going to go, I don't know, but we'll get through the night one way or another. And you know, there's going to be a lot of interest there, and out of that, two go through, Tom, in every one of the semi-finals, which is going to, well, what this is going to leave for is a tremendous county final, because we'll have six of everything, if you like, in the county final. I think we'll probably just go through three in the solo singing, because we made a rule in the Score committee in the county that if 10 or more clubs took part, that instead of putting two through, we would put three through, you know, to be fair.
Yeah.
So, and the final then is the following Friday night, and that's back up to Ballintra.
Yeah.
But going to Glenfinn, the one thing that we know is that the Glenfinn club will come out in numbers, and they'll support it. And the cultural officer up there, Patricia O'Connor, the amount of work that woman does is just unbelievable, you know. And she's been on the phone to me even today a couple of times to make sure that she's
keeping you on your toes,
in place, you know. And then Michael Gallagher will be in charge, obviously, when we got to Ballintra. And Michael was very involved in Score for many, many years, and then he took a few years of a back seat, or he was out of the picture a wee bit for a few years, but he's back with a bang now, and it's great to be back in Ballintra again too. So what we've tried to do, Tom, is to go around the county as much as we could, you know, going out to Inishowen and out to Mobile, going for the other side of the county then to Burtonport, now in the Gaeltacht Lair, if you like, going to Glenfinn on Friday night, and then down more to the south of the county then when we go to Ballintra.
Tell me, what clubs are competing on Friday night?
There's a whole host of clubs. There's about 15 clubs in total.
Yeah.
Competing
in the southern half of the county, obviously.
Sorry?
In the southern half of the county, mostly.
Well, they're from different parts, because you see, the thing about Glenfinn is a handy place. I think a lot of people associate Glenfinn as close to Balbuffet. A lot of people are used to going to matches in Balbuffet, and they don't see it as that far away. So clubs that maybe felt that going to Mobile was a bit far to travel, or that maybe on the other side of the county, that Burtonport was a bit far to travel, they would have chosen. But yeah, they're coming from as far away as Ballyshannon and Bundoran to that. And then, of course, in the Finn Valley area, La Bay, Rua, or Red Hughes and Killigordon there. And, you know, the Robert Emmett's Club and all of that, Glenfinn themselves, Niamh Connell, a whole host of them. There are about 15, like I say, in total that's going there. And even up from Fannet, as far away as Fannet, they'll be travelling up to Glenfinn as well, you know.
Yeah, and just remind us what the program is, what the competitions are, or what the
competitions. There's a total of 8 competitions, but there's only 7 in Donegal because for some reason we don't seem to have set dancers. Tom, ceilidh dancing, yes, we have plenty of them. There was 3 or 4 out in Inishowen. There was 3 or 4 in Burtonport. There's going to be 8 up in Glenfinn. That's in the ceilidh dancing side of things. Solo singing, probably the biggest entry you would have there. There's going to be 13 solo singers now, as far as I can make out, in Glenfinn on Friday night. So it starts away with, we're starting actually the semi-finals with the solo singing, which is a change from the normal program. For the final, we'll go back to the normal and we'll start with the ceilidh dancing. But the question you asked really is, the night typically starts with ceilidh dancing, followed by solo singing, and that's followed then by recitation stroke storytelling. And just before the break, then the final thing is the ballet groups. Then after the ballet groups, we have the Leirús Stairiúil, or a historical presentation, as it's called now, is what they used to call the old novelty act. And then after that would be the Ceoil Uirlisha, or the instrumental music. And we finish the night then with Tran na Gceist.
Yeah.
And that's a series of about 30 questions that are asked of teams of 4. Yeah. And the Maestro na Gceist on Friday has turned out as Eugene McGarvey from the Dunlow Club. He'll be asking the questions.
And tell me, as you mentioned at the outset, Fergus, a big increase in participation, expecting over 30 clubs. What do you put that down to? Is it a newborn interest, or is it maybe the fact that maybe you're a little bit more organised, or maybe you're doing a great job yourself in promoting?
No, I would put it down. I would put it down solely, Tom, to the quality of the cultural officers in the clubs and the interest they have. I've always said, you can have people working in name only in a GA club, and unfortunately that was and still to an extent does go on, unfortunately, in this county. But what clubs should really be looking for is people that have a genuine interest in either singing, music, you know, recitations, or maybe drama or dancing or something like that. And we're very, very fortunate in Donegal at this point in time in that we seem to have attracted a lot of people from a lot of clubs that have a genuine interest, you know, and then they go out and they take the best out of, you know, they get the people out, and that's what it's all about. So it's, I would say first and foremost, it's down to the quality of the cultural officers that are in the clubs. The second thing, I suppose, is that we do have regular meetings, and we typically have them in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny because it's relatively central, you know, and we get the clubs to come there and they, you know, they throw their ideas out on the table as to what we changes we could make, or what would be, you know, what we could do to maybe better improve. But I think very importantly as well, Tom, is programs like your own program, just like this interview here now, a lot of people listen to your GA program. We would have the likes of Rosemary Herity there in Highland Radio as well. And I know in the summertime, this summer, another thing we did that we hadn't done before, we actually had 4 score concerts during the summertime. And it was great for the people who take part, because there wasn't an adjudicator in sight, so they were able to relax and enjoy themselves, you know. And we had one in Downings, we had one in Dunlow, one in Gidore, and one in St. Eunan's GA Club in Letterkenny. And they were also very well attended. And Rosemary Herity from your own station there would have come to one of them. And she gave us a great wee plug as well, you know, the time of the Seamus de Puiche, the Seamus de Puiche course, you know. And other radio stations and indeed newspapers have given us a good plug. So I think it's a combination of those things, Tom, have come together. But mainly it's the people who have the interest who will go and ask. And the other thing that we have in the county that we're very, very blessed with as well, we have great quality adjudicators. Some of them are, they're, you may say, they're professional musicians and singers, you know, and Some of them are actors who are maybe taking part in play programs like Ross and Aroon, and that, you know, they're doing the adjudication, so they're putting through the right quality people, and they know what they're about. But the quality of teachers that we have, then it's a big job for someone to take a ballad group and to come up with two songs, and then maybe two or three or maybe four nights a week go into a hall or wherever they go to do their practice. The same with the dancing and the same with the recitation and solo singing and instrumental music and all of that there. So it's a combined effort by a whole lot of people, Tom, that brings the result. It's certainly not down to one or two people. It's up to everybody just going in the one direction. And I think everyone enjoying themselves in the process.
Fergus, yeah. Thanks. But before you go, just remind us again when that final is on and where it's on.
The final is on the 24th, and that's in Ballintra. The third semi-final then is the Sprite Night coming in Glenfinn. And they're both at 7:30 in the evening.
Brilliant. OK, Fergus, look, it's great to talk to you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again maybe ahead of Scorshenshire.
Thank you very much, Tom.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
Well, first of all, the time is short, but congratulations, first of all. Looking forward to your new role.
Looking forward to it, Tom. Now, a big commitment, and it's going to take a lot of time. But I think now when I know the players, and I've been there a couple of years ago with Ray and coached onto the same team, so I think it's now or never, you know.
Yeah. And what prompted you to go for it at this stage?
Sorry?
What prompted you to go for it at this stage? Was you just felt the time was right?
Well, the time was right, and a few of the players have been texting me, you know, in the off-season to put my name forward, and I didn't, you know, and then that committee was set up, and they approached me, and it just came out a wee push, you know, but my family commitments and stuff, I wasn't sure, and I sat down with Kathy White, and we talked through it, and we decided, you know, I'm going to do it, now's the time. So
yeah, because Donegal may not be at the coalface when it comes to, or the cutting edge when it comes to hurling, but still, it's become very demanding, even down in the lower reaches.
It's very demanding now, Tom, and, you know, up on the Division 2B again, which is summer, we can't seem to stay, you know, it's just going up that higher level, things are that bit quicker done, so the big test is in the league this year, you know, 2B, to try to stay up in that standard and to move the hurling on, you know.
And of course, the county has gone through a little bit of transition as well in recent years, hasn't it? You know, okay, you stepped away, it's hard to believe it's 5 years ago, you know, and a few other big names have stepped away as well.
I suppose you see myself and Kieran and Niall Campbell, you know, stepped away and after won the Laurie Maher, but the boys, you know, they won a Nicky record after that, you know, and a very good panel I'm inheriting this year, you know, with all three or four clubs, and then you have the likes of Declan Coulter and Davin Flynn and Jared Gilmore, you know, to add to it. You know, there's a very, very strong in Donegal this year.
And tell me, Gabriel McKenna from Ballinscreen and Derry, he's your team coach. How did that come about?
Well, I think the way for Donegal has never had a full-time coach, you know, and I think the way forward is to get somebody in like that's worked with teams up at that speed in Division 2B and higher, you know, and I suppose when the county board approached me, that was one of the things that was a must to get a coach like that on board, and definitely a big pull for us to get that, and it should be a big, big plus, you know, for us.
And any other additions to your management team?
Yes, Paul Campbell's in there for Santander now for we kind of knew this last month, you know, but once Otanto was still in their club season, you know, we left it sit for a while. But I managed to get him on board now, and that's another big plus, you know.
And tell me, have you got down to business yet?
We had a trial game last Sunday, Tom, and, you know, it was just to get a look at some of the younger boys and stuff, you know, and we're carrying a panel of 40, you know, we're having a meeting now on Sunday, and we're going to start strength conditioning from then on up until Christmas, you know.
And any departures from last year, or is last year's squad more or less back again?
Well, James, he departed last year, but he's been in contact now. He's thinking of coming back at the retirement too, so it's basically the same team as last year, as far as I know.